calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the dad to your kids. I'd like to speak with them, if you don't mind. I want to talk to my kids. I did send an email intended for the guys. I just thought it would be probably more enlightening to them. Because I was in a Tesla today, which was kind of an interesting experience. It was fun. I would be more than delighted to share it with anybody who is interested. I also did have the nerve came by because a new store is going in tomorrow in Birmingham. You remember Birmingham, don't you? It was interesting. But I also got an email from your dad. It's amazing to me. The vast, I would suggest, at least half, if not over half, of my correspondence with him, I am trying to ask for dialogue, for reconciliation, in obedience to Christ. And he responds, he ignores all of that, and simply insults me. And even when he pointed out an error that I made, and indeed, it was an error that I made, I apologized for it, and he lambasted me for apologizing for it. Where's the love in that? Is that what's being taught to my kids? Is that the role model being set before my kids? Is that why you don't want to talk to me? I'm sorry, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ commands us to reconcile, and the Lord Jesus Christ commands me, as the man you married, as your husband, to love you and to tell you the truth. Reconciliation is the command of God. Ignoring it is spitting in his face. And I can't. I have made so many mistakes. I have repented of so much. But one thing that is found remarkable is the Lord's grace. I want to share that with you. I want to share God's grace with you. Please don't throw that away. Dorothy Jane, I really love you. I intensely love you.